Carson Palmer's week with him. What makes him so good? I mean, he right now has got the second their second passing attack in the league.
Oh man, he's a great player. He knows where to go with the ball. He doesn't make many mistakes. Good at moving around in the pocket. Very accurate. So, I mean, he's the complete package at quarterback. And we gotta make it difficult for him. We gotta hit him a lot. We gotta hit him hard. And we got to confuse him.
He seems a guy that protects the ball pretty well, too, in the pocket with the two hands, and he moves around still well with that ability.
Yeah, he definitely does. He understands how to get away from rushes. He's not a running quarterback like a Russell Wilson or a Cam, but he understands how to move in the pocket, similar to the way Brady does, Eli, those guys like that, Ben. They just know how to get away from sacks and maneuver in the pocket. And that's tough to rush against sometimes.
You guys gave up a lot of yards against the Patriots, but you kind of kept them out of the end zone. Just a couple touchdowns there. Were you pleased with the progress that you're seeing with that front four?
Not at all. I mean, we didn't do enough to win. Mm-hmm. It was a couple of times. I know if I finish my rushes better, I could get some sacks instead of some hits. And a lot of times where other guys could have got sacks, I wasn't in my rush lane right. I didn't do what I needed to do. Didn't execute my job well and prevent other guys from getting sacks. So, as myself, I got to take pride in, doing my job better. And, as a unit, we got to do the same. So, it wasn't, in my opinion, a great performance by any means. A lot of things we could have did better.
What sticks out in your mind most from that game in Arizona last year?
We lost. That was the biggest thing, it was a tough loss. And it was early in the season, exposed us a little bit, so to speak, so where other people started doing the same thing that they were doing, and we spent a lot of time trying to correct that instead of trying to get better. So, the biggest thing is that we lost, and we don't want to do that. You don't want to lose this. We want to get a win this game.
What types of things, did you see other teams doing? I know Mike was just talking about the fact that, more teams he noticed, and he's seen it this year too, like with the Vikings even, where they play more of zone defense instead of man-to-man, which is what they were expecting on that side of the ball.
I'm not really sure your question.
You said some teams kind of.
Talking about last year, way that they attacked us last year, other teams were kind of doing similar things with us as far as trying to push the ball downfield and protecting up and stuff like that. And that's what they kind of do. They try to protect up for the quarterback and they try to take deep shots. And last year, a lot of teams kind of did the same thing. We're running in, and trying to take shots and stuff.
They're less balanced this year, though. They've had issues with the running game, but Adrian Peterson steps in. Is it hard for a guy even at his level to kind of step in week of
it has its challenges, but he's a pro, man. He's going to step in, and the coach is going to do a good job of not asking too much of him, and letting put in positions for him to succeed. And but we know who they are for the most part. If I can't set the edge in the zone run, if I can't play a six technique, it doesn't matter who the running back is. So that's my focus is, the things I got to do, I got to go out there and do it at a high level and so forth. If we don't give them anywhere to run, no matter who the running back is, it's going to be tough for them. So that's our mindset. No matter who they put in the backfield, we got to do our job. No matter who the quarterback is, we got to rush the passes. So, the game never changes. It's just, the way we're going to do it changes.
What is it about AP that allows him to get to the second level? Probably better than, you see the last 10 years, probably better than any running back.
He's not really human, I don't think. Dude comes back from ACL and runs for 15,000 yards in a season or so. So, he's just a freak of nature. And, he's 32 years old, and New Orleans didn't really – I'm not going to go there. But, I expect him to be ready and to be fresh and to be able to play at a high level.
On the flip side, a guy that hasn't been in the league very long, what are your thoughts on what Kendall Beckwith has meant to this defense with the injuries you've had at a linebacker?
Oh, he's been huge, man. He's a natural ball player, man. And he's just so I won't say easy to him, but it's so effortless for him to be able to just naturally know how to come down here, take on blocks, share blocks, and things like that. He's still learning, still has things that he can get better at, but he's a great player. He's going to be a great player, and it's a joy seeing young guys come in and understand the game and be a natural ball player. And we have a lot of good linebackers. I think Bond is going to surprise a lot of people. AG has been doing pretty good. And when we get out Levante and Corn back, it's going to be even better, so guys can rotate some, and we all can play at a higher level.